Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
The baseball season's kicking off at Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery in Schaumburg, where good times are always on tap. With Samuel Adams Boston Lager and Angry Orchard Cider on tap, it's where you want to be. Of course, there's the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, beautiful and ever so friendly, eager to put a smile on your face and an ice-cold beer in your hand. Get over to the Tilted Kilt in Skokie on Higgins Road. A cold beer never looked so good.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu. Or after a game.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You have 11, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. With 3 home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Chicago Wolves host Iowa Saturday night as part of Military Appreciation Day presented by Sears Home Services. Jose Quintana will make his first career opening day start today at 3:10 when the White Sox open up their 2017 season versus the Detroit Tigers at Guaranteed Rate Field. Quintana has been popular in trade rumors for quite a while now, but Sox GM Rick Hahn He was on with Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins today, and he said a deal never came close to materializing during the offseason.
I'm telling you, on anything that was presented to us on that specific player this offseason, it wasn't close. If we had said yes on these offers, the bulk of this interview today would be about why did you do this? Why did you sell Jose Quintana, who can do all these things and should be treated as an ace?
Entire interview available now at 670thescore.com. Quintana will be opposed by veteran Justin Verlander for today's game. Once again, first pitch scheduled for 3:10, weather permitting, of course. The Cubs opened up last night with a 4-3 loss to the Cardinals. Both teams are off tonight. They'll be back at Busch Stadium tomorrow evening for the second of this three-game set. Pitching matchup in that one, Jake Arrieta versus Adam Wainwright. Switching gears to college basketball tonight, the NCAA title game is in Phoenix. North Carolina versus Gonzaga. UNC looking for their sixth national championship, and Gonzaga going for their first. Also in college basketball, Patrick Ewing will interview today for the vacant Georgetown head coaching job. In pro basketball, the Bulls are working their way up the standings in the East, up to seventh now in the Eastern Conference. They can get back to .500 tomorrow night with a win at Madison Square Garden versus the Knicks. Of course, Derrick Rose will not play. He's out for the season with a torn left meniscus. And finally, in hockey, the Blackhawks will begin their final road trip of the regular season tomorrow night when they head to Denver to take on the Colorado Avalanche. Get ready for the big game with the home of Cubs Radio, 670 The Score. We'll be broadcasting live from Houndstooth Saloon on Clark Street in Chicago next Monday. Join Bernstein and Goff from 1 to 5 p.m., followed by a special Cubs pregame show with Lawrence Holmes from 5 to 6. Then stick around for Cubs pregame from Mark Grody until 6:30 before we pass the mics to Pat and Ron at Wrigley Field. Come on out before the first pitch for a Miller Lite and to win great score prizes. Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow night when the Cubs take on St. Louis at 6:40 here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Spiegel and Parkins on The Score. These two guys are idiots.
Oh my God, did I laugh hard at episode one of Brockmire. It's on demand on Xfinity and I assume DirecTV. You can watch it at ifc.com. Episode one, whoo, got me good. And there's more coming. Wednesday's episode two. Thank you, Kevin Zipak, for all your updates during the day. Thanks for letting us be here on your radio station, as it was yesterday from noon to four. Thank you to Rick Hahn, White Sox general manager, who joined the show, and Jeff Passan for the first of his weekly hits from Yahoo Sports. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, great job, men. Thank you so much. Ray Diaz, thank you also for the help. And Brian Gertz is the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Tuesday, Joe Madden at noon. Joe Madden at noon, as always on Tuesdays, right here on the Spiegel and Parkins show on The Score. And we'll have more something coming out of Arizona after the NCAA final tonight, I would suspect.
I would think so. Dan and Matt are in studio. No Jason today. What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Hi, Matt.
So, big voice guy recorded the Cubs Panic promo yet? waiting for that. It's the moment I turned on my radio this morning to hear that. Can the Cubs fix themselves? The reeling Cubs are 0-1.
Well, I saw our guy Bruce tweeted out last night. It was their first time under 500 since like April of 2015. So, had that right away.
It's fun with on-pace stuff. They're on pace for 0-162. Sure. Madison Bumgarner's on pace for 320-something home runs.
You mentioned Bumgarner. I had this, but didn't get to it. His two homers yesterday, on opening day, both had an exit velocity of 112.
Good God, man.
That's
Giancarlo Stanton stuff there.
The only other player with two homers in a game, each with an exit velocity of 112 or above, is Giancarlo Stanton.
What's the lowest exit velocity for home runs?
Let me get out of the ballpark and let you know.
Aren't they all pretty fast?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, is it really? Thing? Yeah.
Well, on a windy day in a small park, maybe you don't need much. Maybe you kind of just flick one out. It happens at Wrigley every once in a while.
Bryant did one of those last year in the playoffs. Just barely got out.
I mean, Bumgarner's got at least three homers in a season for three straight years. Only pitcher in the designated hitter area. And now he's got two here in year number four.
And they
you
lost.
Think he got that third?
And they lost because their new closer
got all year.
Yeah. Right? Tough to start an ace, have him hit two home runs and lose on opening day.
Nice having baseball on TV all day, though, I got to say.
It was nice. I was even watching Rays and Yankees yesterday.
Yep.
In that terrible field.
That's the first place. That's the first place we get to watch.
I was watching it Sport Clips, in fact.
You were?
Yes.
Nice.
On multiple televisions.
Back off. All right. That's me and Parkinson.
I was just throwing you a bone.
At least he's going to the family.
I was just, letting
you know. I'm actually shocked. For Mattress Firm.
There you go.
Pay it back.
Just got the king size. Nice.
Is that where you went?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Look at that.
I had to support my guys over here. Mattress Firm.
What'd you get, buddy?
And now it supports you.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
It's a great question.
You got a king size bed, right?
I got a king size bed.
So I take it your wife was with you?
Yes, she picked it out. I said, supportive, firm.
That's talking about the wife.
Right.
Both.
Yeah.
Take me to the firm section and then let her pick out whatever she wants.
So the moment I turned on my radio this morning, and it came in a little early because I did this fabulous cooking demo in the CBS Radio Chicago Culinary Kitchen, which is a great experience. But I had just sat down to write my takeaway, my significant takeaway from last night. Nothing to do with the outcome of the game, but the significance of the Wilson-Contreras-John Lester relationship. And it was exactly what you were talking about. And there's so much going on. He obviously a 24-year-old catcher who is still learning as a receiver and as a framer and just as a defensive strategic thinker. The size of the Lester project compared to what Ross just knew upside down, inside out, and backwards over years. What was like 89 starts or something of his that he caught? The amount of learning that needs to be done here. Because I was thinking, think about the season-long effect. I don't know if you're a believer in stress innings. If there are certain innings that cause more wear, more risk, etc., however you want to view it. But just the number, when you're at 102 pitches through five, when we get to October,
I know what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, will there be a reasonable optimization, a reasonable limitation of unnecessary pitches, unnecessary jams, stressful innings because of a well-managed defense?
At some point, maybe John Lester will show himself to be vulnerable to that kind of thing. Because he does it to himself. He does it to himself. So, yeah, at some point, maybe you'll get to the playoffs and you'll be able to say, all that chaos he forced himself into eventually made it pay a price.
But Ross mitigated so much of that.
There was a lot of chaos last year, too.
There's also a part of it, too. In last night's game, there was a play that wasn't made that added extra pitches that wasn't Lester's fault. Lester's also part of the issue as well. You're as old as you are. As many big games as you pitched in, bring it down a few notches, man. You don't need to yell and scream as much as you do.
But that's where he lives.
But he also needs to realize where he's at as far as big picture at that moment, pitching the Wilson. Like, it's not David Ross anymore. Wilson Contreras is going to grow and learn, and that is a huge project for him, in addition to catching the rest of the staff.
But do you think it came off disrespectful to Contreras or something?
No, not at all. But he'll learn how to manage John Lester, and that'll develop, and it will grow. But the bottom line for it with me, there was so much going on, so much chaos, as you said, and a bad strike zone on top of it. It didn't faze Wilson Contreras.
No.
The dude stepped up and hit a 3-run homer in the 9th inning. It doesn't matter. Those are things that are, they're part of the issue. They're part of the storyline for this year. They'll work themselves out. The bottom line is it doesn't faze that kid one bit. That's what's most important.
I loved when he jumped up in the air and grabbed a high pitch.
His legs are up in the air.
Sean Dunstan used to do stuff like that.
Sweet super slow-mo on that.
He's a catcher.
Yeah, that's what the broadcast said,
too.
You're
a catcher.
He's a lively catcher, man. 24.
Give it 3 years.
It'll barely be able to get
out. Yeah, give him a couple years.
Relaxed.
Look, just enjoy the unnecessary cat-like reflexes of Wilson Contreras.
For right now.
For right now, while they're here. But look, I trust John Lester. He's proven it year after year after year, other than the one wild card game when he was in Oakland against Kansas City when the Royals took advantage of him.
Yep.
When the moment comes, he rises up to the challenge. One of the best postseason pitchers of the last 30 years.
And so, that was a great base stealing team. That was a terrible matchup for him, and they had him scouted.
But, any team could do that kind of thing. He just doesn't give up enough hits once he gets in trouble.
That's the thing, and it hasn't caught up with him yet.
Nope.
And eventually it will. We hope it doesn't happen this season or next season. Eventually it has to catch up.
Don't you think fans learned to trust it by the end of last year because of Ross and because you had 2 years? But now it's a new start again for a lot of people to learn to trust this particular matchup with Contreras and with Anthony Rizzo as the Xanax.
As an opponent, though, there's also an area of trust, too, because, I mean, you're adding 5 or 6 extra feet in your leadoff.
Totally.
And yet you feel uncomfortable as a runner because you're like, I shouldn't be here.
Where
do I go? Do I lean? Do I go back? What do I do?
You're hardwiring.
Yes, exactly. As a baseball player.
The guy should be able to throw. He can throw 95 on the black, but he can't throw to first base.
Don't you remember the great Fangraphs piece that was written? I want to say it was Jeff Sullivan that wrote about the idea where there's a room with a grizzly bear in it. And the person is told, that bear is not going to hurt you.
Oh, right.
And you don't go in that room.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. You know better.
I promise you that, even though the bear looks, it's growling, it looks like it wants to eat you, but you have been told for certain, 100%, that bear, you're still not going to go near the damn bear.
And it's unsettling. Contreras almost got Fowler, right? Thrown behind him last night. Was that Fowler that he threw behind? Because like Contreras threw
it
first.
Yeah, it wasn't that close, though.
Yeah, but it was close just because Dex was kind of not really paying attention.
But you got to do it anyway. You got to fire warning shots.
That's what Ross did. Ross did that 5 or 6 times a game.
That's just part of the method with Lester on the mound. Yeah.
Right. Contreras will throw to first during Lester starts more than Lester will
one
throw
thing to first. The issue also for Contreras, we can talk about his cat-like reflexes and athleticism, but for me, where Ross was able to always be right was in that the deciding between hold for the frame or be ready to throw, because you can't do both. And where Lester is going to pound the low part of the zone, that's where you steal strikes.
Yeah, you got to know the strike zone really well.
That's where you steal strikes. And sometimes what will bother a starting pitcher is the catcher just didn't give him a long enough look because the ump will doubt himself. That's where so many framing runs are grabbed
already a ton better than when he came
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. And the idea you were asking Speaks earlier about, you know, relearning to trust him, the results are just so there. Like, what Cubs fan doesn't trust John Lester? Like, you're right.
You have to.
It'll go at some point.
It's fun for us to talk about, and it's fun for guys to write about and for TV guys to do stories on, but... You know, it hasn't killed him yet. It hasn't hurt him yet. And, you know, after last season...
He had a career-best ERA last year. He's won 3 titles.
Right.
what evidence is there?
His opening day stars. The guy's got some credibility.
Best pitcher in a World Series run.
First and second, no outs yesterday, strikes out the side. Like, what evidence is there that John Lester can't deal with
this? I know, all of that. It's just the experience. It's just living with it. Because he leaves there. It was one run. You know, he didn't get through 6.
Yeah, my issue is season-long. And I know that he's done it. He's 33. And I'm asking him to have more of these, maybe throw more pitches or have a higher stress level. Mm-hmm. What does that mean after 6 months? That we don't know.
His stuff and his arm has always been the kind of thing that I thought would age well, and so far it is.
It has. And I think last night, too, is pretty unique because, again, you had a bad strike zone going both ways. He didn't have his best stuff that game, so maybe there was a few extra pitches. You get that one ground ball that Baez makes. That's a double play. The inning's over.
Right. Yeah, that's something we've never seen before, right?
Right.
The idea of the batter's eye issue with a billboard. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Fielder's eye. Yeah.
Fielder's eye. That guy's going to make that play, though, and those are 10 or 15 pitches that Lester doesn't make.
Did they bring out all their Cardinals World Series trophies last night? Did you notice that?
I heard someone say, because I wasn't watching the pregame because it was on ESPN2 and I was watching 60
Minutes.
Did they
really? Because I was driving home after the show, so I didn't see.
I heard that from somebody told me that last night. I didn't see it.
That's the most pathetically insecure thing.
Yeah.
We won a bunch too.
We won 11. Was 11? Is it like 11 or 11. 12, yeah. Right? 11.
Here's all of ours. You may have one, but you're at our place. And also Chuck Berry's daughter is here. Yep. And
I think they're going to bring him the Wrigley in June when they come for the first time.
That was a long moment of silence too for the native son, Chuck Berry.
And I was creeped out by the hat. The hat looked kind of dirty. Like
he's kind of dirty.
Like pornographic?
Chuck Berry.
Is it like a giant thing?
It was brown. It might have been. It was yellowed.
It was gold.
It might have been yellowed.
It was used, for sure.
It was a used...
With age, of course.
Yes, it was a used, yellowed captain's hat.
I just want to make sure, or it could have belonged to Daryl Dragon of the Captain and Tennille. I'm not quite sure what the differences are, the various musical captain's hats. As I only go too deep.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I'm saying.
How
third?
Many did you go?
I don't know. There was probably a Beach Boy in the Kokomo video who was wearing a captain's hat. I'm going to go ahead and assume that, but I don't know.
I'll second you on it without knowing
Thanks,
for sure.
Man.
It sounds like it'd be right.
Love you. Yeah. Appreciate
sounds
you.
Sounds like it'd be right.
It's a good teammate right there.
Yeah, you bet.
What do you guys have today?
We are going to have Len Casper on at 4. We are going to talk about Gonzaga, one of the combatants tonight in a very compelling national championship game. Aaron Torres of Fox Sports has written about the Zags program, how it became what it is. And we've got giveaways. We're going to qualify one final person to possibly win Cubs season tickets. Also, listen to this. You talk about a prize. We have 2 pairs of tickets to a VIP party and Cubs opening day live broadcast with Spiegel and Parkins.
Heck yeah. Hey,
that's us.
How about
that's
that?
That's them, man. Yeah, that's
how
us.
About that? I be a Yard House.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Big fans. One more thing to pay attention to tonight. Let's see who Jim Nantz gives his tie to. Tonight
yes.
is the night.
It's crucial.
Ryan Arcidiacono was handed the tie last year from Villanova.
He's going to give it to Shemek Karnowski. He's going to eat it.
I don't know who's going to get it.
Thank you for the tie. He's delicious, yes.
Somebody's going to get Nance's tie, and I just hope we have audio to live with it.
But this is where there are some big dudes banging bodies tonight. There's some legit power basketball with some real front lines matching up in a way I can't wait to see.
And the pros in this game, Justin Jackson's a pro.
Wait, well.
The profession of a future pro, Zach Collins is a pro.
Future NBA player?
Correct. Zach Collins of Gonzaga is a pro, if he comes out this year or not.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying that he might be the top guy, period, from how well he's playing in the tournament. Yeah, he's a bench player.
He might be that lottery guy that you're talking about.
Yeah, Kennedy Meeks can make a roster.
You think so?
I think he can make a roster. The right team, right place, right time, right camp.
Isaiah Hicks of Carolina is an explosive leaper for a guy that big. Does Nigel Williams Goss?
I don't know if the shooting stroke is there. I love his in-between game and his energy to the basket, but I don't know if the pure shooting stroke is there.
These are college programs. I mean, Mark Few develops them and does it with 4-year guys. Roy Williams has never coached NBA All-Star at Carolina, which is a crazy stat.
That is
like,
a crazy
they're
stat.
Just...
Well, Roy Williams has found a way to get like a whole team of second-round picks.
Yeah.
He's never coached an NBA All-Star.
At Carolina.
At Carolina.
At Carolina.
Yeah.
Never.
Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Second winningest coach in the history of Carolina basketball.
That's nuts even.
Yar!
Full of fun facts.
Could you stick around for the afternoon show to do that?
No
just chime in with fun
just
facts.
Keep dropping them in wherever I'm welcome.
Let's go to Daddy Parkins with
for
another
fun fact.
Fun fact.
And some 1.5-point spread tonight, boys. Who do you like in the desert?
All right. Have a good show.
Well, answer your own question.
I'm on Gonzaga.
Mr.
Yeah, they've
guy.
Been underappreciated the whole tournament.
And you've been killing this tournament.
They
right?
have been.
Yeah.
They have been.
Doing well this tournament.
Parkins has had a good
team. Northwestern covered against them. That's about it.
My Calcutta needs Carolina to come close to breaking even.
Good so, for you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to take Carolina.
Thank you.
Oh, just because.
See?
Our friend at B96, Eric Bradley, the music director, he's a huge North Carolina fan, so I'll root for them. For him, and then I'll root against Gonzaga because you two have him.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Works out beautifully.
Here we go. That'll work.
They are Bernstein and Abatacola next on the score.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The weather outside is still, in many places, frightful, but opening day for Major League Baseball was Sunday. The good news is it's baseball season. The bad news is that MLB, with co-conspirator ESPN, has destroyed many of the traditions that go with opening day. First, opening day should never be on Sunday. Second, the first game of the season should always be played in Cincinnati and in Washington in those years when the owners deigned to allow the nation's capital to have a team. Third, the very first game of the season in the worst stadium in baseball, that would be the Yankees at the Rays, in the horrific Tropicana Dome, or whatever it's being called these days. It's really god-awful what sports entities will do for a buck. Still, it's opening day. real opening day today. It's baseball season. Hallelujah. I'm John Feinstein.
Tired of the same old burger at the same old bar? Check out Empire Burgers and Brew in Naperville. Empire combined two historic downtown buildings and brought them into a cool modern space. Empire has the only retractable roof in the suburbs. Rain, shine, day or night, you can enjoy the view at Empire. Join Empire for their fine selection of insanely good craft burgers and craft brews, including Samuel Adams on draft. Order up some Dirty Chips, one of their infamous half-pound craft burgers, and a Sam Adams. Empire's on Chicago Avenue in downtown Naperville.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafee. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chins. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit wheelingil.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world.
Weekdays.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Majestic Oaks Golf Club at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin is now open. Play this magnificent course set along Lake Delavan for only $30. To reserve your tee time, call 262-728-7950 or visit LakeLawnResort.com.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like tick on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Down and through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready for the job, ready with supplies, ready to get to work. During the Ready to Restock event at Lowe's, pro customers should get ready to save big with 20% off select Sylvania light bulbs and up to 30% on Johns Manville insulation when you buy in bulk. Plus, up to 25% on select Bosch 12-volt cordless power tools. Visit lowesforpros.com for details. Selection varies by location. Minimum purchase required for insulation discount. U.S. only.
Rates apply.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Cubs fans, spring is in the air, and it's time to relive the magic of the 2016 championship season.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the Cubs championship season.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter.
70 minutes of Cubs radio highlights as heard on 670 The Score.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
This is sure to be a collector's item to provide memories for a lifetime.
You are going to remember where you were right now for the rest of your life.
The Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD is only $19.99 plus shipping. Order yours now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD or baseballvoices.com.
That's cbschicago.com/CubsCD or baseballvoices.com.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over and the celebration begins.
If you love the Cubs, you will love this CD. Order yours.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. CTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Nation on their upcoming open house.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday night as part of Military Appreciation Day, presented by Sears Home Services. The White Sox have their home opener today. They take on Detroit. It's Jose Quintana against Justin Verlander. First pitch at 3:10. Rick Hahn joined Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. The Cubs lose last night 4-3 to open their season in St. Louis. Tomorrow, they play again. Arrieta and Adam Wainwright take the mound. 6:40 pregame right here on The Score. Steven Piscotty was given a 6-year extension by the Cardinals earlier today. NCAA championship game tonight out in Phoenix, Gonzaga, North Carolina. That game tips at 8:20. Bulls and Hawks are both off today. The Bulls play at New York tomorrow. The Blackhawks are at Colorado tomorrow. This scoreboard update brought to you by Cork at the Park, your choice before and after all games. NCAA Men's Frozen Four, April 6th and 8th at the United Center. Secure your tickets today at ncaa.com/frozen4. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6:40 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Bernstein and Goff is on with Matt Abatacola in for Jason Goff today. We are going to bring you Len Casper at 4 o'clock, Aaron Torres on tonight's College Hoops at 4:40. It's on at 5:30. Surprises along the way as well. We also have your opportunity at some point between now and 6 o'clock when you hear Pat Hughes say the Cubs are going to the World Series. Be the sixth caller to The Score's contest line at 312-591-6700. That will qualify you for a chance to win season tickets for the World Champs. You'll have to be present at Real Time Sports Bar and Grill in Elk Grove Village next Thursday from 1 to 6 p.m. So exciting opportunities there. And we're going to give away a couple tickets to the VIP party and Cubs opening day live broadcast with Spiegel and Parkins at Yard House in Lincoln Park. So you got to be listening to if you want to win that as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We're streaming 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text or sext, we reply, even if you didn't mean to sext. Message and data rates may apply. Well, some we get.
I know you, you get the wayward sext.
They come in, they tell me what to be wearing.
Very kind of you to reply.
I always reply.
Very nice of you.
Somebody says, you know, get yourself. I'm on the way home.
Get yourself ready.
And I said, look, I'm working,
but I'm ready.
Hey, I'm always ready.
Always ready.
And I never turn it down because at this time in my life, sure. What are you offering me? Make an offer.
You never know.
So you text, we reply, message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Matt Abatacola. I am at Dan_Bernstein. There is BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and all your other needs as well. We also have our video stream that is brought to you by American Needle. If you're watching it at watch670thescore.com or Facebook Live on the Score's Facebook page, you're seeing the lovely hats, the wares from American Needle. That feed is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Less than a month away from the NFL draft, and you're going to hear a lot of familiar terms used to describe players that mean absolutely nothing.
A possession receiver is a slow white guy. A Wes Welker type is a quick white guy who's also deceptively fast.
The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
If someone's raw, he's clueless. They'll have to teach him how to tie his shoes. A guy with intangibles has no apparent skills. A tweener plays more than one position and isn't good at any of them. A run stuffer, that's a fat guy on defense who can't move, and he probably isn't an every down player. Must be nice.
Would you say Cleveland 19 is who this is? That's good stuff. In for Chris Tannehill today is Shane Reardon.
Any prospect is years away from being a real player. And a project? He's got no idea what he's doing. Anyone with upside hasn't done anything yet. Anyone with high upside will never do anything.
That's good stuff. That's really good.
Yeah, I can't argue with much of it. So baseball is here. Baseball season has begun and will begin, weather permitting, at the other side of town. But I'm looking, and this is where I've got to be careful, because it's human tendency, right? And the fans' tendency to find flaws that maybe aren't there. And I'm trying to guard against it. And I always have to take my own advice no matter what. What do I always say at this time of year, this day? I always say what and Joe Sheehan reminds us too, variance trumps everything. That no matter what, things are going to happen in baseball just because things are going to happen in baseball. And no matter what we expect with any projections of individuals or in aggregate, the expectations of what these teams should do and should be, sometimes they just aren't. And sometimes the variance is in your favor and sometimes it's not.
Yeah, it's baseball. And now, is there something specific you're
no, it just it's
talking about?
Because they look so good. And I'm not sure where you are on, and this is, I guess, to take your temperature out. There's some people that are in high dudgeon over Joe Maddon being the same guy who wants to turn the page and then has this tribute lineup that says, well, we've got to play the guys in the opening game, that you're willing to perhaps not put your best possible team on the field to give a gift to your World Series team. Is that okay or is that not okay?
You know, I was fine with it because you have to realize it's a 183-day season. I mean, 162 games is a long, long time. And I know people were upset about it a little bit yesterday. I did the pre-game show, and I heard from a few fans that were, this is a terrible lineup, and it really wasn't a bad lineup. And people were arguing against it because of the defensive positioning. You know, Zobrist out in right field, there's a lot of area, and Hayward isn't as good in center as he is in right. Yeah, those all make sense.
Yeah, I thought Hayward might have gotten to that first double.
He might have.
He would have.
He might have.
He would have.
It was a 1-0 game in the ninth inning. So the defense never mattered. I thought it was completely silly. And the reasoning behind it made it even more silly. But that's Joe Maddon. You know, and the stuff that you applauded and you loved in the past when they won a championship, you have to take it. You know, you have to say, all right, whatever, it's one game. Now, the thing that I thought was interesting for it, because I started to analyze it that way, and I thought, all right, here's the guy that said, turn the page, it's over, but here I'm going to pay a tribute to my lineup, you know, an opening night here. I think it was more of a, I'm maybe thinking too much, but Mike Matheny was like managing that game like it was game 7 of the World Series. I mean, you bring your closer in.
And then you leave him in.
And then you leave him in.
For another, was it 8 pitches?
Yes.
I don't know what he was doing.
He is an idiot.
Well, he might be an idiot. So you got one guy managing against Game 7 of the World Series, and you have to win this or you're fired. And another guy was just like, yeah, whatever, it's another game. You know, let's have some fun. You guys go out there, and here's the lineup. And, like, I envision Madden, like, in the locker room, in the clubhouse. Like, no one's really dressed yet. All right, we're going to go, Ben, you play right tonight. Kyle, you're in left. Javi, you're going to play second. Yeah, this is our, you know, it's our World Series lineup.
Yeah, Jay, hey, how about center? How's that sound to you?
Is that good for you guys? All right, I'll see you guys out there, all right?
Go get him.
Right, as he's uncorking wine as he's walking back to his office. Right. It didn't seem like, and it's good. It's good. Like, there wasn't that urgency of like, oh, you know, we have to build on what we did last year and keep it going. But Matheny was like so, like, butt tight in the dugout and like, my God, I get my closer out there for a 5-out save in the first game of the season because we have an off day tomorrow. I got to bring him back out there in the 9th with a 3-run. What are you doing? It's game one. Yeah. Dude, chill out.
Yeah, that's spaz manager 101.
Yeah, my God, absolutely. And then you got the extreme, the opposite extreme of Matt is like, oh, I'm going to do a World Series tribute lineup tonight. Yeah. Guys, what do you think of that? Yeah,
they show Joey's playing Jules.
Yes. Right. Joey, bothered you from your game on your phone, please, real quick. So, you know what? I get where people are at, and you want to show that you're the world champs. Because, dude, I get it. It's the first time ever in our lives. On opening day, we could say the Cubs are the defending world champs. I get it. But Joe Madden isn't you. Joe Madden doesn't think the way you do. He's never going to operate the way you do. He'll never manage the way you want him to.
We have to announce our presence with authority.
No, you don't. No, just go out and have fun. Really, it was a 1-0 game. They tied it in the 9th inning.
It's an exciting game.
Yes.
Strange game, though.
It was. Carlos Martinez, he was dealing. He was looking really, really good. You know, and
the 100-mile-an-hour fastball to Bryant.
To Bryant, yeah.
That tailing fastball that under the fists was, ooh boy.
Yeah, that was something.
Good luck. Good. What are you going to do?
No, there's nothing you can do. And, you know, that's you know, Bryant likes those high fastballs, and he just, you know, you're not going to catch up to that. That's not going to happen.
I got Syndergaard on the TV up here, too, and just, you know, watching, just glancing up and seeing the 97-mile-an-hour slider on the corner that, I don't know, the umpire sees any of that stuff.
They don't.
I do like the Espen strike zone on the screen the whole time, though.
I don't. Maybe I'm just not used to it, and it's been enough time. It distracts me. It distracts me to be there all the time. I like it when networks use it for pitches that are questionable. I don't need a strike zone to show me when there's a pitch down the plate. Like, I'm good enough to realize a strike down the middle of the plate is a strike. Yeah, I don't need your strike zone.
I don't see it anymore. It's sort of
oh,
like...
Oh, I do. It bothers me.
For me, it's like sitting behind the screen or, you know, at a hockey game or at a baseball game where it just sort of disappears and you see through it or see past it.
No, I get you. And I'm sure for a lot of people, it does that. For me, it doesn't yet.
A little bit of breaking news here that according to multiple reports, Georgetown basketball is hiring Patrick Ewing as their head coach.
You know, maybe he's going to be a great head coach.
He's not going to be a great head coach.
Maybe he's going to be a great head coach, and maybe he really wowed him in the interview, and he's got some stuff. But there was never, ever, 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 ever a time during his career as a player, and I watched his whole career, and I remember him in college, too, that I ever thought when this guy was a pro, I said he's going to be a head coach somewhere one day. Never.
Sometimes there are certain experiences that you see up close in life that inform your thoughts on things that are similar. And the Clyde Drexler University of Houston experience.
That did it for you for Pat Ewing?
Sometimes how many Hall of Fame level players? I'm not talking about the Fred Hoibergs of the world. There are how many? He's Patrick Ewing.
Right.
You're going to be outside a gym on a cold night somewhere waiting for a kid to try to get to him before he gets to his car. You're going to be up late texting on a million different phones. You're Patrick Ewing. And the sheer force of your greatness isn't going to make a college basketball team any good.
No, and it's not going to get a college recruit to come to your school.
They never saw you play.
No.
They know you're tall. They might have Wikipedia'd you, but none of these kids saw you play.
There's a better chance. He was in Space Jam, wasn't he? Was he not in Space Jam?
I never saw
was
Space Jam.
In Space Jam, he was, right? So there's a better chance they saw him in Space Jam in the last few years because it's been running through cable again than seeing him play ever.
All right, got a lot of Cubs stuff coming your way today. Plenty of baseball stuff, a little bit of White Sox as well. I might want to listen to some of the Rick Hahn stuff.
I do want to do that, and I also have something for you before we get out today. Here's a question for you. What do Tiger Woods and the 85 Bears have in common? We're going to talk about that sometime today.
Tiger Woods. They haven't aged well.
The 85 Bears and Tiger Woods.
They all kind of look bad. at the moment, they just look icky.
You can think about more answers, right, and we'll get to it today.
Okay. I am looking forward to that. So is it okay for Joe Maddon to just said, yeah, this lineup's just going to be fun?
Nope.
Shane Reardon unhappy on the muscle by proxy Draymond Green. Is it okay for him to have said, yeah, I'm just going to try this lineup out there? Is that cool in your world? 312-644-6767, the Bernstein and Goff Show with Maddie. And today, you're no longer Maddie in for Terry.
I'm not.
You're not.
Nope. I'm just Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie in for Jay doesn't sound...
No, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work the same way. No, you got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car?
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
People are talking about Bedrock's Craft Beer and Pizza Bar at 700 West Jefferson Street in Shorewood. What are they talking about? Bedrock's and beer. Bedrock's has a huge craft beer selection with over 40 beers to choose from, including Samuel Adams. Bedrock's is now pouring Sam Adams Rebel Juiced IPA and seasonal drafts. Pair Samuel Adams with their delicious homemade pizzas, calzones, wings, and more. Start your weekend at Bedrock's with live music on Fridays and never a cover. Bedrock's in Shorewood. It's the place to be.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
There's a drive. Want to travel like a VIP to the games? This summer, think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet is top-notch, from sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Call today and save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Call 877-317-3201. That's 877-317-3201. Or go to topfleetchicago.com.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
I got Brandon Marshall. How do you feel being the newest New York Giant?
Man, I'm so excited. I think it was the best thing for me. It's being able to take pressure off of Odell. You know, he sees a lot of double teams, the things that I've seen, you know, my entire career. So, you know, defense is going to have to pick their poison, and I think it's going to be a really special year.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe at play.it and iTunes. Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the World with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level,
they give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's a tribute to the World Series. That's it. Those are the guys who are on the field during the seventh game of the World Series. So I wanted to, as a tribute to them and what they had done for us, put them on the field tonight. It's no more complicated than that.
All right, and I think some people thought that was an unnecessary use of the idea of a tribute.
Yeah, some people questioned it. I think there were a lot of fans who thought it was pretty cool. I know a lot of people in the media thought it was pretty neat. And again, I think you have to look at it big picture, and it's Joe Madden. And I honestly, Dan, I'm sitting in the prep room back here getting ready for my show yesterday, and the lineups, I'm waiting for the lineups, and it pops up on Twitter, and you know, I enlarge it, you know, from the Cubs Twitter account, and there's the lineup in front of me, and I actually laughed out loud.
Will there be other tributes?
I don't know.
Do you think maybe that's the theme this
year?
Like
to the 69 team?
Right.
Like brings out
or something like, this is a tribute. We're only going to play white guys today. This is just a tribute to white America. And then tomorrow it's only the Latin players because it's just going to be a tribute to them. I mean, it's fine. Whatever he wants.
But I actually, when I saw the lineup for I laughed out loud. And I was like, my God, Joe Madden, you're so silly. Just a silly guy. And then heard the reasoning behind it. I'm like, oh man. Whatever, it's one game.
I asked what you thought, if it's okay, if it's not okay in your Cubs world. 312-644-6767 does this say West Brooklyn? This is John on the Score.
Hey, John, how you doing, man? You're on the air.
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I disagreed with the tribute idea. They've had tributes all year, and besides that, if I'm the starting pitcher, I want the best lineup behind me.
Hey, John, what tributes have they had all year, and what was wrong with the lineup last night, in your opinion?
Well, for one thing, I wouldn't have that center fielder in there. I'd have him on the bench. That guy is not going to get a hit this year.
Oh, so you just don't like him offensively?
Well, you got to play offense and defense. You can't be an automatic out every time you go up to the plate. The guy can't see the ball.
You know, he did have a terrible little hit last night that got himself on base in the first inning with some hustle, though.
Yeah. Well, he slid in head first on an error, a stupid
jerk. No, that was a hit. That was an actual infield hit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Russ. But what caused the hit? The stupidity and the juggling of the ball by the first baseman.
Okay.
That's all.
Still a hit. That's got all. On base, and he was part of the game. Part of the runs that tied the game. So you don't like Jason Hayward? Is your issue?
No, I don't. I think I've given up on him.
But wait a second. That's a different response than what you initially were talking about.
Correct.
Because we were talking about the decision-making behind his idea of a tribute lineup.
And you said there were too many tributes all year.
No, wait a minute. I didn't say there were too many.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. You said they've had tributes all year.
Exactly.
And what tributes have they had all year?
Every single game is important. You can't afford not to go with your best players.
So on Sunday, on a day game after a night game, you would start the guys from the night game?
What guys? What are you talking about?
Hey, John, thanks for the call, bud. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's fine. He was a little lost.
Yeah,
and it's okay. He just doesn't like Jason Hayward.
And you don't appreciate it either. I will tell you this. Jason Hayward's swing is trash.
You know, I've heard a lot of the offseason, Dan. I'm certainly not the trained eye as any of the professionals that work with the organization, but I didn't see much different. Did you?
Yeah, I saw more movement. He's low and then he's high. I don't know why they don't just set his hands at a fixed point. You can get a little natural waggle in there, a little natural movement. I'm not saying to be completely static. I understand enough about hitting to know that. But what I'm talking about, I said this in spring training. We talked to Lenny about it then. When we had the perspective that we did from the press box there at Sloan Park, I didn't like the hand movement. And I still, the issue with Jason Hayward, what they have been trying to fix, what Maley and those guys have been trying to do is match the lower body with the upper body to make sure that that kind of frame can generate the power it's supposed to generate by making sure he's back on contact and not too far forward on contact. But that he still to me looks tied in knots. I hope
he,
I'm
he
wrong.
Certainly, he, no, he does not look comfortable.
I hope
he does not look comfortable.
I hope I'm wrong, but I got to tell you what it looks like. That it still looks like that to me.
See, what's amazing to me is, can you recall a guy that has the ability he does that has so much bad contact?
How about the size he has?
Right. That's what, I mean, he has so much bad contact. It's amazing. And thank God he got on base last night with that. That was like, man, you can't keep putting those dribblers out there. Just that barely getting the bat on the ball. So he's so consistent with it. You know, I guess you could praise him for that.
Yeah, this is true. We should remember that Joe Maddon is the same guy that did the Tommy Two Tone lineup. He did the 8675309.
He did.
That's the same guy.
He sure did.
Right? It was not a World Series defending.
I'm not
champion.
Criticizing his lineup last night. I just, again, I laugh it all off. It's Joe Maddon, and it's one game. Now, Mike Matheny was managing because I think they lost out to the wild card by a game last year. So this guy is managing every game like it's game 7 of the World Series this year. So good luck with that.
And Mr. Pouty Pants says, what the hell was that call? It's in one effing game since they won the World Effing Series. Get your crap together, Cubs fans. You can't be this stupid.
Yes, they can.
And the 815 says his hands are in a different spot, but the motion of the swing looks the same. You're right, Dan. Well, thanks for the confirmation, but you know, it's you know it when you see it. And when you see the balance in a swing like Kyle Schwarber's, where he is just able to lash at baseballs and everything, and it's so simple. He sees it and he hits it with a stick. And there's so much going on with Hayward, all of the extra movement and the winding up and the with his hand turns this way and these hands come up and then they come down. It's just, it makes me crazy.
I guess I'd have to see, I'm sure you could probably find some online, his rookie season and compare to what that looked like to what it looks like now, how different it is and why there's been such a transformation.
Maybe they were expecting some growing pains with a restructured swing early on, and he'll hit his stride in a bit. That's certainly what you can hope for.
I didn't see a whole lot of good contact in spring training.
No. The game we saw, he hit a couple hard. He had an opposite field double, and he had a single up the middle. But it's not for what you expect when he's looming in the batter's box that way, which you still think it's
Let me ask you this.
Like
are the expectations brought on by the contract? Are they brought on by looking at him physically?
All right, it's a good question, and we'll answer that and more after an update on the score.
Baseball season is back, and MLB Network is bringing you 15 hours of live opening day coverage, plus 11 games throughout opening week, and live look-ins and analysis from the best in the biz on MLB Tonight. Opening week coverage begins Sunday on MLB Network.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hey, have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who's a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. It's not every day a home sells for more than list price, but that's what Amy Kite's team did for Vasile, trying to flip a home in McHenry. He wasn't happy with the service or advice he was receiving, and after calling Amy Kite, she got to work. Amy got the property sold in only 6 days for $220,000, which was way above the list price. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. Hi, it's Jason Goff here, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she will sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Attention golfers, do you want to play more golf and spend less money this year? Then it's time to get a Chicagoland Golf Club membership. A Chicagoland Golf Club membership allows you to enjoy a wide variety of great courses across Chicagoland for roughly half price. You'll enjoy 7-day advance booking, no booking fees, and predictable green fee discounts each and every day for the entire golf season. Memberships start at $99 and are limited. The Chicagoland Golf Club. Swing easy. For membership information or to sign up for a free trial membership, visit Chicagoland.com.